Look, I don't want to bore you with budget talk, but there are a couple of interested groups who've been affected by what was announced by Wayne Swan in the budget. And I want to just touch on a couple of them. One is the self-employed, because there is some changes taking place in terms of tax for the self-employed that is going to make things a lot harder for them. Lynn Prowse-Bishop is a work-from-home mum who runs her own virtual assistance business. She is self-employed. She's on the line. Hello, Lynn.
Hi, Ben. How are you going?
What is a virtual assistance business?
Oh, look, in a nutshell, it's I provide remote secretarial and administrative support services to clients.
All right.
So not an Indian call centre.
Okay.
We're actually professional office support.
All right. So tell me about these changes in terms of tax reporting that have come through in the budget that are going to affect the self-employed.
Well, the primary one is the changes to the mandatory reporting requirements. They're looking at the moment primarily at the construction and cleaning industries, but they're wanting to change the mandatory reporting so that anybody who hires a contractor will have to report every cent that they pay them to the ATO. Now, at the moment, obviously, contractors already report to the ATO what they earn, but this is going to mean that my clients, for example, when this eventually transitions to other industries, which it's going to do, this will mean that my clients who contract me, there'll be an obligation on them to report what they pay to me. Now, of course, that's going to end up changing my whole relationship with my clients in terms of, you know, the red tape that that's going to create.
So it's every little cent?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so every cent they pay me, they will have to report to the tax office.
Now, there's a suggestion here that this is something that's been pushed by the unions.
Yes.
I know Paul Sheehan wrote about it today in the Sydney Morning Herald. And this is all because the unions, I suppose that it's, well, it doesn't fit in with their agenda, the self-employed.
Well, no, absolutely not. I mean, in fact, the self-employed sector is probably one of the biggest threats to the union movement. You know, we don't have a union. We don't have to join a union. This actually all started, there is a big history of this. I mean, it started back in, you know, 2006, 2007. We were told before the last election that there were going to be no changes to PSI legislation, which was the personal services income reporting. We had the Henry Tax Review that asked for all these other changes and mandatory reporting requirements to be imposed. Before the last election, we got a promise that, no, we're not going to change that. But, of course, you know, the current government is very heavily union-funded and, you know, we've got, I think there's 2 million self-employed in Australia and small business makes up about 96% of business
sure.
in Australia.
Well, I think there are a lot of people who are in the same boat, particularly when it comes to the self-employed, and we've got to be encouraging them, not making life hard for them, and particularly when you talk about the kind of tax nightmare that self-employed will be facing, it's not a pretty picture. Lynn, listen, thank you for coming on.
No problem, thank you.
There's Lynn. Oh, Lynn, what's the name of your business?
Executive Stress Office Support.
Okay, there's the plug. Lynn Prowse-Bishop, thank you.
Thank you.